Sonesta Gwinnett Place Atlanta features 426 guest rooms, 16,000 square feet of meeting and event space, several dining options, including art bar, a gastro pub serving locally inspired fare and cocktails, along with an indoor-outdoor swimming pool and patio, 11 landscaped acres of walking trails, and a convenient location to all the attractions located north of Atlanta. Visit www.sonesta.com/Gwinnett Place to learn more about what we have to offer for your next getaway, meeting, or event.
Tom, we need more HP toner.
I'll get right on it, Maria. Now, I could go to the big box office supply company where I'm just a number, but I love dealing with Ferratech, the company that supplies our HP toner, printers, and service. They know how to treat their customers. They're an authorized HP vendor. They locally manufacture their own toner cartridges, and it's recycled.
Tom!
Uh-oh, what now?
Ferratech, a customer-obsessed HP retailer. Visit Ferratech.com.
Broadcasting live from the Subaru of Gwinnett Studios in Atlanta, it's time for Gwinnett Business Radio, spotlighting business leaders in our area. Gwinnett Business Radio is brought to you by Ferratech. Ferratech, great people, remarkable service.
And hello again, everybody. You are listening live Thursday, 10 a.m. That means it's time for Gwinnett Business Radio. Maybe you're not listening live. Maybe you're downloading on iTunes or off of our website. But however you came to be here, you are here and you are listening to Gwinnett Business Radio. I am today merely Stephen Julian, and I'm flying solo, except for my wonderful guest that we're going to get to in just a second. We're broadcasting from the Subaru of Gwinnett Studios, and I want to remind all of you right off the bat that love is what makes a Subaru. Our listeners can get big savings and enjoy a hassle-free experience at Subaru of Gwinnett, where people sell cars. Visit SubaruofGwinnett.com and join the family today. Follow Subaru of Gwinnett's Facebook page for the latest Subaru offers, news, and community events. Okay, got that out of the way. Now, broadcasting from the Subaru of Gwinnett Studios inside the Sonesta Hotel, I am pleased and honored and happy to welcome here today Cassandra Underwood from Talk About It Catering. Good morning, Cassandra.
Good morning, Julian. How are you?
I am doing very, very well. Now, a lot of times on the show, we bring on guests and it's kind of the first time I meet them. You know, maybe we've met once or twice, but you and I kind of know each other a little bit because we've networked together over
the
years. So I will do my very best to not just break down into kind of, hey, what's going on? How you doing? How's business? Well, today we want to definitely spotlight and highlight your business. And I know a little bit about your business, but it's an opportunity today to tell other people about your business. So Talk About It Catering is obviously a catering company.
Yes.
So tell us more specifically about it.
So Talk About It Catering, we are a full service catering company and we offer different events to people. We are known for doing themed events. We do a bunch of corporate events as well. Weddings, as of lately, a repast. And we offer freezer meals, weekly meals, and lunches. And we bake homemade desserts from scratch.
Now, you do the corporate catering.
Yes.
You also do personal catering.
Yes.
As a caterer, what are some of the differences? What are some of the things that you need to make sure, and I'll use the pun, bring to the table to help kind of separate whether you're doing a corporate or a personal event? What are corporate clients looking for? What are personal clients looking for?
They're really looking for the same thing. I guess it's just the execution of it all. With corporate events, you're pretty much, I always pull out the bells and whistles. So that'll be the china dishes, silverware, glasses, and it will always be more of probably the nicer Schaefer dishes and things like that. It's just they're looking for a little more wow factor in that aspect, because they're probably doing it for their whole company and their employees as a way of saying thank you. So they really are trying to just roll everything out for them in a nice setting.
So let's focus on corporate for just a second. So I'm a business owner. Mm-hmm. I listen to Gwinnett Business Radio because I want to keep up with trends and listen to some really interesting business owners. The typical corporate business owner would think party for the whole company,
you know,
holiday party. What are some of the other maybe outside the box events that you've seen corporations do that other business owners need to go, ooh, that's a good idea. I could do that. And therefore they would call you.
And I've seen things that I've done as far as having birthday parties for somebody that's been with the company probably for a long time. Mm-hmm. That's really a good asset to the company. They do birthday parties. They have things throughout the month to celebrate their employees. It's a nice, it goes over well, and it's a nice way to say thank you for being with us.
Fantastic. Also, if a corporation, I would think, is thinking about, they're doing a ribbon cutting for opening, bringing in catering more than just, Bob in accounting bake cookies, you know, get a little bit, get a little bit more than that. So, let me ask this. I think whether someone is in a personal situation or in a corporate situation, I think sometimes when they think catering, they think, well, I can't afford that. Or I don't need something, quote, that big.
Right.
A lot of times they think catering equals big or large. Mm-hmm. Kind of break down what are some of the, and I'll call it smaller jobs. What are some of the specialized jobs you've been able to do and kind of fit in someone's budget?
I would say the smaller ones where people, it might just be an intimate setting for 30 people, but they really want nice food. So it's small, but they want it to be nice. And so they can have, you know, various things. A lot of people try to steer away from platters, but platters are a really nice effect to have at an event. So you can have a shrimp platter. You can do a very nice cheese and fruit platter, a deluxe platter at that. But those things go over well, and they're price effective, and they'll fit really good within a small budget if you're not trying to spend a lot, but you want to get all the bang for your buck. So, you know, we look at the amount of people versus the kind of food you actually want to have.
All right. So let me get on your side of the table. You're the caterer. You're being called by, and again, this can be corporate or personal. I'll let you decide. Since they're kind of similar, you can stay on both topics, but help the client who's calling you when it comes to expectations. I would imagine you've probably got some stories of some unrealistic expectations. So help the client understand the right expectations they need to have when they call a caterer.
So a lot of people will call me up, and let's say their budget is $1,000. A lot of times people think that my budget is $1,000. I'm going to get $1,000 worth of food, but that's not true, because that food has to be delivered and set up for you. And if you want disposable ware can still be nice. And that's a supply fee for that as well. So your budget might be $1,000, but that doesn't mean you're going to get $1,000 worth of food. And as far as being realistic, you just have to know that if you are doing something and your budget is low, I definitely wouldn't ask for beef tenderloin. If you're not trying to spend a lot, I wouldn't get china and glassware, because that's a cost associated with that. You might want a nicer disposable ware that would be slightly cheaper. But realistic expectations would definitely include knowing the amount of people you want in addition to the type of food you want for that event, because people know what they want. So if you're having, I'll give an example from a recent event that I was contacted about. If you're going to have 250 people, $150 would definitely not suffice to cover that event.
Now, just for our listeners who might be rewinding and going, I had to hear Cassandra wrong on that. So literally, when it comes to expectations, you have been contacted and said, I'm going to have 250 people and my budget is
$150
for the catering.
Yeah. And that's $150 in a whole. Get me there.
Not $150 per person.
No.
Not $150.
And you know, when it's sad, but things like that do happen. And that can be for various reasons. That person might have never dealt with a caterer. A lot of times people will call and they've got platters from Sam's or Costco. And those things come at a wholesale price. I'm not a wholesaler. So if you're buying a meat platter or a sub platter, things like that, I have to go out and buy the meat, make the platter. I have to go out and buy the meat, buy the bread, and whatever else the toppings you would have on those subs. So the price that you would get if you were buying those platters whole, you don't get that from me.
Is there a reasonable expectation if I'm planning an event? So if I would, let me just let you into how my mind works, which is very dangerous. So beware. But if I were planning an event, I think the place I would start is, hey, if we all went and sat down at a restaurant.
Right.
Mid-range restaurant, high-range restaurant, you could kind of say, all right, if I took them all out to dinner, it'd be about $10 or $15, somewhere around there, reasonably priced kind of. So I would, if I went into a catering, I would think, okay, how close am I going to get to that? Am I going to be above that or below that? If I'm above that, how, you know, I'm expecting a nicer level of food. Mm-hmm. If I'm below that, I'm expecting, you know, maybe more hors d'oeuvres and things like that. Is that reasonable to... But then again, because it's your prep costs go in there, your time, your delivery. Is that a good place to start, I guess, would be the way I would ask it. No.
It's like a yes. Yeah. I mean, it would lean more toward being no. Again, I'm not I will buy things wholesale. Mm-hmm. A lot of times people think that I store food, which I really don't. I buy food per event.
Okay.
So I have to go out and get that food for your event. And it's whatever the price is. Some people believe that things are always on sale, and that might be the case. But when I go to get it, I have to pay whatever their asking price is.
And that's got to be one of the things that separate you from some of your competitors.
Right.
So other caterers might store food. Other caterers might, here are your five choices.
Right.
So let's go into that. So one of the things that sets you apart, you also, not only do you think about the specialty of food and make it per order and make it per event and really are trying to give them exactly what they want, what about dietary restrictions?
Right. So a lot of people have dietary restrictions. And when I'm dealing with a client and they're having an event, whether it's corporate or personal, I tell them to really think it's always going to be someone, whether they're vegetarian, vegan, or can't have peanuts or even gluten-free, it's going to be that person there. So when you're planning your menu and you are inviting these people, that means that you want them to eat, you know, to be mindful when you are doing your menu planning all across the board. So if it's someone that can have meat or they don't have the dietary restrictions, consider them. And if it's a person that can't have gluten, you know, have friendlier options for them as well as the vegetarian. So dietary restrictions, I have a lot of people that, and they vary from person to person, of course, but some people can't have gluten. Some people have a little more issues. They have to get gluten-free with no corn. And that's a whole nother ballpark there. So then you're looking more into getting things as far as brown rice pasta, because a lot of gluten-free is white rice and corn. So if you are a person that you can't have the corn, then you need a brown rice pasta.
When you're doing this, is it a question of a lot of times, okay, we're going to have these choices.
Right.
And they're one of many choices. Mm-hmm. So the people who have these restrictions mm-hmm. aren't left out.
Right. So some people will call me and they'll say that I know that I like a chicken. I'm not sure about a veg or a starch, you know, but if they can give me one thing, we can build a really nice menu off of that. So if somebody's giving me chicken and that's their only protein that they're going to have, I tell people you're paying for the one protein, you'll never pay for it twice. So instead of just having, you know, a pan seared garlic Dijon chicken, do a pesto chicken or a sage Parmesan chicken, because you're going to only pay for that chicken once. And then vary off into thinking about your starches, the different types of things that you like and what would be, well, the idea of what you want your event to look like.
If you're listening to Gwinnett Business Radio now and you're getting hungry, that is because you are listening to Cassandra Underwood, the president of Talk About It Catering. So Cassandra, I'm going to ask you a very unfair question. Mm-hmm. So get ready. Okay. And don't throw anything at me. You make so many different types of dishes, and you do some where it's just hors d'oeuvres, you do some where it's just desserts, you do some where it's all three courses, four courses, whatever it is. What are some of your favorite dishes that you've been asked to do?
And that is a real popular question, and I must say, I really don't have any.
That makes you a good caterer,
right?
Doesn't
it? I don't have any favorites. I think a lot of times I suffer when people ask for lasagna because I can't have dairy. And it's always like, because I really want some. But I would say that's the dish that I want but can't have. So the level of missing the lasagna is great for me.
And because you can't have it, but then everybody else is eating the lasagna that you've made and going, this is so good right in front of you. That's not very nice.
It's not. You know, I was somewhere and this guy was like, hey, Cassandra makes the best lasagna. Order that from her. I was like,
don't, because I can't have it. But you would never tell a client not to.
No, of course not.
Now, let me just kind of go back to where I set that question up. You can do catering if they say, hey, I just want desserts or I just want hors d'oeuvres. You can do that as well. That might be a budgetary, you know, you're mm-hmm. not spending as much per person if you're not doing a whole meal, obviously.
Right.
Some of it's level of food. I just want snack trays and things like that. So let me then ask this. So you can do kind of all courses or just one particular course. Is there anything else about Talk About It Catering that the average person listening might not recognize that you do, that you offer as a service?
Some of the other things that we do offer is the weekly meals, freezer meals, and lunches. So the lunches can be something for if it can be a corporate lunch. It can just be lunches for any pretty much type of meeting. I did a big lunch for a real estate company. their sponsor hired me to do it. And it was 120 people that went over well, and it was lunches. I think a lot of people, when they think of a caterer, they wouldn't think that they would do stuff like that. But going into this business, I didn't want to be just another caterer. There's plenty of those. I wanted things to different ideas of ways that I can have multiple streams of income. And then there's the weekly meals and freezer meals. And the weekly meals are fresh meals. It can be, you can order two different types of protein, chicken, beef, tenderloin, and you can have one starch and one veg, and you're going to eat that for the week. And if you're thinking about a freezer meal, those come frozen. You can pick your different sizes. And you come home from work, they're perfect for this. You don't want to cook, but you still want a home-cooked fresh meal that was made for you, so you're not in the grocery store. I'm not knocking that, by no means. You're not in the store buying something that was made in bulk, heavy in preservatives or things like that. But it's made with fresh ingredients. It's homemade, and it's made just for you. Pop it in the oven. Get your kids settled down, help them with homework. An hour goes by, pop it out. Everybody goes to the table and they eat a good meal.
All right. I'm going to break this down a little bit more. So the weekly meal is a larger portion that's designed to be kind of broken up over multiple dinners.
So it can be, you can have protein, the starch and veg can be something that's for a week.
Okay.
Wow. Yeah. And it works. People love that.
Some people
that are busy, they work a lot. Away from the home, and they're going to have lunch at work and probably dinner at work. And so they'll have lunch and dinner, and they'll just portion it out for them, and they'll take it to work, and that's what they eat.
The frozen, freezer meals comes, does it come once a week? Does it come, how does that get delivered by you?
Right. So it's in pans based off of the quantity amount you want. And you just put it into the freezer, and it's normally for, you pop it in the oven, and of course it'll be warmed up for that night. But if it's something that you're going to eat on for the rest of the week, then you do it as that. I made a white chicken lasagna for this lady, and I delivered it to her Friday as a gift from someone. She just had to. It was already fully cooked, and just put it into the oven to warm it up, and she can portion it out however she likes.
And that's for an individual. They could say, I want to eat right. I want to eat well.
Right.
And I don't have the time. So they're paying for your specialty and your expertise to kind of help them plan their menu. And that's fantastic. Now, let me go back to the business lunch, because I think that's another, I think a lot of times business owners think, well, I'm having a lunch, I'll call insert name of fast food restaurant or maybe a step above that. But here's an opportunity to really kind of go above and beyond, right? Have fantastic food. So, and I love the idea of the sponsor paid for the lunch. That's a fantastic. So if you're out there and if you're a business that goes into businesses and you do a lunch and learn, man, they need to have you on speed dial, or they need to have your email.
Yeah, I agree with that. But I've had that opportunity with various different clients. One was, he did home inspections, and he was going to do something for a group of realtors because he wanted them to utilize his business. And so instead of just going to the store and opening up the packs of things that were already pre-made, he had a hot meal. It was a breakfast, actually, that was delivered for them. And they had fruit muffins, biscuits, and casseroles and things like that. And they were happy. So it kind of sets him aside, because they see that he went over and beyond just bringing them something. And it's different. A lot of people, I tell them, when you hire someone to make the food for you and you bring it in, that's a personal touch. And people identify with that well.
All right. I'm going to go back to something you said earlier in the interview. You said most people know what they want. Okay. So I thought you knew me because I don't know what I don't know, and I don't know what I want. So where's the advice? I would imagine, I guess you say most people maybe have an idea of what they want, and your job is the caterers to help. So here's a breakfast and kind of helping them, because if it were up to me, I just have, bacon, egg, and cheese biscuits all day.
Right. So people, I'll ask them, and I'll do a breakfast and a lunch as an example. I get as many details as I can about an event, and I ask them, so what do you want? Are you guys crunched for time? Do you need them to move through the line quickly? Because if they're moving through the line quickly, you don't want them to grab the grits, the eggs, the meat, and the biscuits, because that's time consuming. And then they got to go over and get their drinks and things like that. So a casserole would be a better option, because pretty much everything would be in the casserole. Mm-hmm. They might have to grab some fruit, and then they will go and sit down. So that's ideal if you want them to go through the line. If you're thinking about something as far as a lunch, if people do things, I do a wrap variety when I do the lunches. And they're really cool. I do the different types of tortillas, spinach, sun-dried tomatoes, etc. But I do ham, turkey, chicken salad, etc. But I set those up. So when you're thinking about a line, so if it's like the shape of this table, you want them to be able to loop around. So the chicken to be in one corner, etc., and just keep going like that. And on their way out, all they're grabbing is the drink. And they don't have to do anything. Everything is in there. The wrap, the side, the napkin, the fork, whatever topping they might want, whether it's mayo, mustard, etc. Everything is in there. When I did that for that the sponsor, he said it's never went that fast. I mean, 120 people, it didn't take 15 minutes. They were in there, they were out, and they were sitting down.
Which is what he wanted.
Which is what he wanted.
So that he had time, man.
Because they spent more time in the line.
Right.
And they didn't get to eat the lunch.
Right.
And then the speaker had to get back up.
Right. And with you.
Yeah, 15 minutes in and out. Because it's all about, how can I make this event better for you? I mean, and long lines are just dreadful.
And so then the person, so then we go to the other end of the spectrum, the person who thinks they know everything they want, you, I can tell with your personality, and say your job is to kind of just help them. You might want to think about this,
right,
and just help them avoid some of the pitfalls, because you've pretty much, you know, seen it all. So last question here before we wrap up. So we've talked about all kinds of food, but you guys also offer a service that has nothing to do with food necessarily, but would have to do with an event. Mm-hmm. So you guys offer some rentals. So talk about that real quick.
Yeah. So we own china, glassware, flatware, and linen. So people that don't need a caterer, but they might need those items, I have those available for rent for people. And it's doing very well. And a lot of people use them. And we own burgundy, black, gray, white, and charcoal table linens. And people rent those out. So if someone is that we're going to do the cooking and we just want to rent those items, they can contact me to get those things.
Fantastic. So last thing, let you wrap up here. First of all, I'm very hungry. And secondly, I'm ready. I've got all kinds of ideas for the next event that I host. And so thank you for doing that. And if people that have been listening and they're hungry and they've been furiously taking notes are going, man, there's difference in catering, and why not get the best, and why not get someone who's going to help me put on the best event possible? How do people get in touch with you?
So our number for Talk About a Catering is 706-286-0417, or they can email me directly at Cassandra@talkaboutitcatering.com.
And Cassandra is spelled CASSANDRA.
That's right. And I tell people all the time that we give out nothing but goodness. So I look forward to giving the listeners just that.
Nothing but good. You heard it here. You got a guarantee. If you call or email Cassandra, you will get nothing but goodness. And as I've networked with you and known you for the last few years, I will absolutely 100% agree with that opinion.
Thank you.
So Cassandra Underwood from Talk About It Catering. Cassandra, thank you for being on the show with us today, and very much appreciate it. And blessings and good luck, and
thank you,
and happy cooking in the future. So before we wrap up today's show, I just want to remind everybody that one of the sponsors of Gwinnett Business Radio is Ferratech. And Ferratech has been in business for 25 years by manufacturing top-of-the-line toner supplies and offer outstanding customer service. Ferratech offers a 100% guarantee on all Ferratech products, so you know that they stand behind their quality. For more information, visit ferratech.com. That's ferratech.com. Also, a reminder that you can listen to this or any other Gwinnett Business Radio show at our website, gwinnettbusinessradiox.com. You can also subscribe to our podcast on iTunes and other types of music services, not only for Gwinnett Business Radio, but all the other shows that come out of the Business Radio X studios here inside the Sonesta Hotel. So for Mike Salmon behind the board this morning, and for Z, our other producer, this is merely Stephen Julian saying, see you next time on Gwinnett Business Radio.